Well, they're developing their industry, and I've been down in Brazil several times, and I'm really impressed with the energetic young students, really interested in animal welfare, really interested in improving their industry. That's something I really, really was impressed with. I've been to several of the universities. I've been down to Uruguay. I've been into Chile. Lots of energetic students that are going to get things done. I've really liked talking to them and visiting with them. And I remember telling they had a brand new veterinary school in one of the smaller cities in Brazil, and I said, "You're the future. The future's starting right here. You're going to make the future in your industry. Go out and make it good. And we've got to treat animals right. We've also got to treat the environment right. You know, if you use cattle correctly and do rotational grazing, you can improve land. You use animals correctly, they can improve land. You use them wrong, they wreck the land. That, you see, gets back to management and learning better ways to manage things. And one of the unfortunate thing is there's often economic incentives to do things that aren't the best thing to be doing. We all know that monocultures of corn are not a good thing. You need to rotate crops. Everybody knows that. But the economic incentives are so great that the farmer just gets pushed into doing it. He almost doesn't have a choice.